Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Now next, a family who spent thousands of euro renovating a traditional Irish thatched cottage can't move into their home because they can't find an insurance company that will give them cover. Owen Darby, his wife Suzanne and their 20-month-old daughter Julia have been forced to stay with relatives because they can't draw down the final instalment of their mortgage without the insurance. And Owen joins me on the line now. Good morning, Owen.
Hi, Claire. How are you?
I'm good. This is not a nice situation for you to be in. But before you tell me what's happening with the insurance, will you talk to me about the house and how you came to purchase it and so on?
Yeah, sure. We bought the house in July 2020. It was a semi-derelict cottage in Malahide, something that I saw great potential in. I work in this area. You know, I'm a quantity surveyor. So I saw this house and figured, you know, this could be a good buy to develop, you know, extend it and refurbish it. So we proceeded down the road then of getting planning permission for the extension, the refurbishment, and also recognizing the traditional elements of the existing cottage. It was built in 1840, so, you know, it originally would have been thatched, and the house next door to us, the semi-detached house next door, is also thatched. So we went down the road of putting a thatched roof back on it.
Okay, sounds lovely. So you removed, there were slates on it when you bought it, were there?
Yeah, so back in the 50s, I believe the thatch was taken off, and sometime in the 60s, it lay derelict for a few years, and sometime in the 60s, an asbestos roof slate was put on, and that basically remained on the house until we started demolitions last year in May. So that the roof completely came off. It's a brand new roof, and we've put a brand new thatched roof on that.
And how much work was involved there? Because when you're dealing with a conservation project, it's a hell of a lot more difficult than it is than it would be with a straightforward renovation.
Exactly. I mean, we had significant dealings with Fingal County Council to firstly get this over the line. You know, it was far from standard construction here, and you know, we were told of all the risks that were involved with thatched roofs, and I work in conservation as well, so I'm familiar with the aspects of restoring existing buildings. So we had to try and get a thatcher, which is, you know, they're in short supply at the moment. So we eventually found a great guy that actually did the roof next door. But we had to book him in months in advance to get him to do the actual work. It took about 5 to 6 weeks in total to get the thatched roof actually put on. And yeah, it's up there now. It's finished, basically. But the biggest problem, as I said, is we can't actually get insurance on the house now.
So when did you become aware of the insurance problem? Because I would have thought that would have arisen at some point during the mortgage process, no?
It did. And the mortgage provider, they specifically said that it had to have insurance and that there was no exclusion for thatch, which was all fine at the time. I had spoken to my insurance broker and he basically said, yeah, we can get this in place through the one provider, OBF. Who were underwritten by Lloyds UK. But what happened in May of this year is OBF decided they weren't taking on any new thatch insurance cover. So we were just finishing the thatch roof at this point. It was just about finished from the thatcher's point of view when we found out that they were pulling out of the market. And ever since May, I've been trying left, right and centre. I've gone to the UK. I was even speaking with brokers in Holland yesterday to try and get insurance, you know, cross-country. But I'm just having absolutely no joy at all.
What have the insurance companies been saying to you?
They basically said that the underwriters, a combination of Brexit and appetite for risk with regards to thatched properties, it's no longer a business venture that they want to go down. So we're just left in complete limbo here. Like, ironically, you know, I can understand a lot of thatched properties have risks associated with them with open fires and, you know, perhaps old wiring that's in the existing roof space. But ours is a brand new thatched roof built to modern standards. We've no open fire. We've a gas fire in it with a twin wall stainless steel flue, which basically emits no sparks or heat. So it's probably one of the safest thatched roofs in the country at this point. You know?
And is everything else done in the house? Like, is it ready to go?
We're pretty much there. We've kitchens fitted. I mean, the painters are in this week. We're hoping to move in the next 4 weeks. Like, but now that's completely in limbo with this issue that is like it's just come to a head now because I have to get the final drawdown for the mortgage to pay the builder and the tradesman. So it's just a vicious circle here. Yeah.
And you said you had contacted insurers in Holland and in Germany, I think, as well. You're allowed to do that, are you? If they're members of the EU,
yeah,
is that how
I mean,
it works?
Exactly. And some insurers, they will cover across country. You know, they'll take out policies across country. But the few that I spoke to in Holland, the one particular broker, they said they insure properties in Belgium and Germany. And then I said on the phone to this lady, what about Ireland? She said, oh, we don't look at the UK. And I said, hold on a second, we're not in the UK here. We're in Ireland in the EU. And she said, oh, yeah, still, we don't look at Ireland or the UK. So,
and do you
yeah.
feel you've exhausted all of those options outside of Ireland?
Yeah, I mean, I've tried everything, every broker nearly at this point in Ireland. I've tried Northern Ireland. I've been talking to people in the UK. I understand there's a steering group in the Department of Heritage that is looking at this closely now, but I just don't know where I'm going to turn here at this point, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to ask you what happens next, but I don't know if you have an answer to that question, do you?
I'm hoping someone out there will look at this as an exception, maybe. But it also needs to be sorted out for the whole country. Like there's sales falling through for attached properties around the country as a result of this. Buyers can't get insurance on purchasing attached properties. So you just got to wonder where the heritage of you know the traditional skills and everything is going to be affected by all of this. You know what happens to our vernacular buildings around the country here that everyone loves to look at and visit, and you know, you think of the towns like Dunmore East and Adair. Like, what happens if people, business owners and house owners, can't get insurance on these properties anymore?
And this for you is a life's work. This is something you always wanted to do, a conservation project.
Yeah, I've been in construction for nearly 20 years at this point, and the dream was always to buy a doer upper and, you know, put our spin on it for my wife and our daughter. And yeah, it's just really disheartening at the final hurdle here that we can't actually, you know, get over this line and get into the house that we've basically spent 2 years through planning permission and construction getting it to this point.
Yeah,
and I really don't know where to turn at this point.
A listener saying to us, you know, if this is allowed to happen, there won't be any thatched cottages left in Ireland, which I think goes to your point about Dunmore East and Adair and so on. The other problem that you might be facing is if there's a delay in you drawing down the last portion of your mortgage and the mortgage rates go up, you could be facing additional costs on that front as well, Owen. Have you considered that?
Yeah, it's all valid points. We've also had some, you know, as is well reported, there's been delays in the supply of materials for construction. The inflation factor as well has really hit us as well. So it's kind of all coming to the fore here now. And yeah, I don't know where we're going to turn. I really don't want to even consider options like, you know, should we take off this thatched roof or should we cover it in zinc or something? You know, I don't even want to go there yet. I'm just hoping someone
well,
out
you
there.
You can't. I mean, I'm looking at the photograph of it here in the Irish Independent today. It's a gorgeous job. It just looks so lovely and it looks practically ready to move into. I mean, you couldn't.
No, it's a fantastic design and credit to our architect, Elizabeth Burns. She's done a fantastic design on it for us and we're over the moon with it. It's just the red tape here is just slowing us down.
But what a desperate shame now if you had to put zinc over that or take it off and replace it with tiles.
Yeah. And that's the thing. I mean, we got planning permission for this. You know, it was granted to us by the Conservation Department of Fingal County Council to allow us to put thatch on it. But in practice, it seems we're unable to actually use the building, you know.
Well, Owen, best of luck to you. I hope it gets sorted out and let us know what happens. We'd love to chat to you again. Hopefully when you're in the house in Malahide. Thanks very much for talking to us. That's Owen Darby. We'll take a break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.